Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon
on Today FM.
Anna, good day. How you doing? How you doing? I'm Ray. There's JP.
Hiya.
Feeling great?
Yeah.
Who's your favourite rapper?
Oh, jeez. Now you're asking. Mm. I'll say, could I say Jay-Z? Would that be allowed?
No, you can't.
Okay.
You have to give me a different one.
Right. I like Drake. Can I say Drake?
No, you cannot say Drake.
Okay, that was ridiculous. Why did I even say it? I don't know what
Are
I was thinking.
Mad?
I don't know what I was thinking.
You're lunatic.
I do like Nas. I like Nas more than Lil Nas X.
Oh, of course. Well, yeah. That's fair enough.
Beastie Boys, Eminem, all of them.
Keep going until you find them. I'll give you a clue.
Yeah, go on, please.
He was supposed to play in... Let me see. He was supposed to play... Do you know where the OVO Hydro is? OVO Hydro.
No, I don't know where that is, right?
The OVO Hydro.
No.
He was supposed to be the OVO Hydro on the 26th of August last year. It was rescheduled to last week, to the 16th of March, last Thursday.
That's a great clue, actually. Thanks for that.
If that does you any good at all. Snoop Dogg.
Oh, right.
He's a rapper.
Yeah, he is.
He was performing in the OVO Hydro. The OVO. It's in Glasgow. The OVO Hydro.
I feel like I might have been there.
In the OVO Hydro.
Like years ago when I was a child.
I was in the IKEA in Glasgow once.
Close.
So.
We've all got a story to tell.
Yeah, we've all got our Glasgow stories, don't we? Big venues you've been to in Glasgow. Go. Text 0874100.
Tell me more about Snoop Dogg at the OVO Hydro.
Snoop Dogg arrives in Glasgow on like what looks like a small plane or a private jet or something. This is last Thursday. He's arriving into Glasgow and the ground staff have one of the ground staff, you know, in the high-vis jacket and the boots and all. He's got a set of bagpipes on the runway waiting for him.
Nice.
As he's getting off. I think he's arriving. He's getting off the plane and into the car. As Snoop Dogg is arriving.
It's the last episode, is it?
Yes.
Hang on a second. What about Timbaland?
You think this is Timbaland? It would be awkward if he was arriving in and Snoop Dogg goes, hang on a minute, is that not Timbaland?
Come on. No way.
Embarrassed looking Scottish lad with bagpipes just stopped.
Today FM's
Cash Machine.
It's the last episode, isn't it? Last episode?
It is, yeah.
I'm going to look it up for you now. Do you want a total on the cash machine?
I would, yeah.
It's 15,307.
Tell you what, lad, you're some dope. I was wrong, but you didn't correct me.
What? Clean Bandit and Zara Larsson and Symphony. Today FM, hello, it's Ray Foley with Symphony. A radio symphony.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Raise my name, there's JP.
How are you?
This is the best form I've been in like 4 days.
You are buzzing.
I am in great form today. I've been riddled with anxiety. I think this is like, I'm back on now. I'm back on the radio. This is my safe, for the next 2 hours, this is my safe space. And then the world collapses in on me again.
Wow.
At 4:30. But until between now and then, I'm just enjoying myself. Come here, you dope. This is,
I'm a dope now, am I?
This is Dr. Snoop Dogg dancing to the bagpipes. In Glasgow. I was saying the next episode. Did I say last episode or the next episode?
Next episode.
It's still Dre. Still D-R-E.
Oh.
I don't know why he's performing. I know he features on the track, but still Dre is very much a Dr. Dre tune. It was not easy to find a clean version of this. Like, impossible. So I went and I've got the instrumental instead. Nothing's cleaner than an instrumental, let me tell you. This is the greeting that Snoop Dogg received at Glasgow Airport last Thursday. And this is the next episode.
They're not alike at all.
Is this the next episode or is this the last episode?
The next.
I'm trying to... Can we watch it previously on the last episode before we watch the next episode?
It's the most...
Gang's all here. Actually, speaking of the last episodes and the next episodes, I spent the entire weekend, the entire long weekend watching. Do you know it?
It's The Last of Us,
right? Have you been watching it?
No, I have not.
How do you know the theme tune then?
Because I watched plenty of clips of it.
It's so good. I finished it. I watched it all. Up until... I did.
That's probably why you feel anxious.
Maybe that's it. I'm worried about the zombie, fungus zombies coming after me. I'm up the walls. Genuinely, I've got dread. It's an awful feeling. And watching... So I'd watched episode 1 and 2 up to last Thursday. And then Friday, Saturday and Sunday, I watched... So it was really just Friday and Saturday. I didn't watch any yesterday, so it was just Friday and Saturday I watched episodes 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh my God, that's a lot.
Have you two fallen in love with Pedro Pascal?
Yes. Yeah, I want him to be my daddy. Yeah. I want him to protect me on a dangerous and perilous quest across North America, fighting off zombie fungus zombies and raiders and cannibal preachers.
You don't like gore, so
it's not very gory.
No, is it not?
It's not. It's just dready. That's where my anxiety's coming from. Yeah, very sort of. Oh God, this isn't going to work out. Oh, this isn't going well. Oh, I'm worried about zombies coming from them now. Oh God, what's under the ground? Oh, don't step on that. Oh God. I watched... Hey, did anyone watch it? Did you watch The Last of Us? 0874-100-102. I watch. Everyone has been raving about episode 3. Nick Offerman. It is... I'm not gonna ruin it for you. It is so good. It is... It is so... If that guy and the other guy in it, the guy from White Lotus, the first series of White Lotus... If they don't win an Emmy each next year, I swear there'll be riots in the street. There'll be zombies in the street. Can I tell you anything about it?
Because you'll ruin it for me. I'm going to guess that because you seem so enamored with the two of them and their performance,
unbelievable.
They must do something that's very touching and moving.
Yeah,
so I'm going to guess they do something.
It's one of the best hours of television I've ever seen in my life. It is so good. It is so goddamn good.
They've got to do something heroic and sacrificial.
I'm not going to get into.
All right.
Without ruin, I can say it's in the hour. It's a love story. That's not ruining it anyway. It's a love story between these two men. It is so gay. It's unbelievable. I mean,
well, it's a gay relationship.
It couldn't be any more gay.
Yeah.
And I. To say I cried would be the understatement of this. Thursday night I was watching it, yeah. Everyone was in bed and I was still up watching the gay love story play out on episode 3 of The Last of Us. And like there's crying, which is like just wiping away the odd tear from your eye. And then there's audibly going, oh!
You're crying so much you couldn't even follow the plot.
Noise was coming out of my body. Because everyone was in bed and it was just me and the telly. And me making random... Lads, I'm telling you, this is easily the best hour of telly. Stick it on, The Last of Us. Right, Kings of Leon on Today FM. Kylie Minogue, can't get you out of my head. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Hello there, Ray Foley's my name. And The Last of Us, I watched this in a blitz. I watched episodes 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 and 9. Starting on Thursday night when we finished. Thursday night, then Friday, most of Friday and Saturday, watch The Last of Us. I was done with it by Saturday night. A fantastic finale, it has to be. The finale was only on telly last weekend. Oh, so good. But the best episode of the whole lot is episode 3. Bill and Frank. I can't tell you. It's a gay love story. It's all I can tell you without ruining it for you. You have to watch it. It's easily the best hour of television I've seen in a long, long time. Heartbreaking, moving. See, this is the other funny thing, though, as well. When something makes you cry, something sufficiently emotionally manipulates you to tears, you think it's brilliant. But is it brilliant?
No. Because I cry at dog Insta reels, you know. It doesn't take brilliance
to
set me
off. They're genius dogs.
No, it's like a cat and a dog growing up together.
That's what they've
friends.
Said. The whale, yeah. the whale movie. The Brendan,
Free Willy?
No, it's called The Whale.
Oh.
The film The Whale with Brendan Fraser in it.
Oh, yeah.
And they're saying that's emotionally manipulative and does all the things to tug at your heartstrings, but is it any good? It's won loads of awards. I'm sure it is pretty good, yeah. This thing, though, is so good. The Last of Us. 0874-100-102. What have we got? Voice notes? We got any voice notes today?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have it. Sorry, JP.
You're killing me, Rick. Killing me.
Ray, I also love that third episode, but they kind of ruined the series by having such a good episode so early on from Roisin. Yeah, a lot of people say that. That's having it, because every episode after it is like, it's not as good as the third one. It's the best show since Succession. Raging It's Over from Ken. It is very good. Succession's coming back soon in the next couple of weeks. They're saying it's the last series of Succession as well. Spoiler alert. And Jenny says, guys, I named my second little girl Ellie after Ellie.
What?
I named my second little girl Ellie after Ellie in The Last of Us. Finished the show last week and was nearly in tears because I didn't want it to be over. Hang on a minute.
That is dedication.
That's fangirling. Hang on a minute. Is that based on the game? Because people...
It's ringing.
Because people love the game and people love the TV show and they say that they're not exactly the same as each other. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Jenny.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. Where in the world are you, Jenny?
I'm in Wexford Town.
Oh, what are you up to today?
I'm actually just sitting in the car waiting to collect my eldest from school.
Is your eldest named Pedro?
No. She's a little girl. Her name is Kara. I named her after Kara Zor-El. Supergirl.
Okay. Wow, you are
a
fan
then. Yeah.
So your second little girl, you named her after Ellie, I presume after the game then, is it not after the TV show?
Sorry, yeah, after the game. Myself and my husband loved the name anyway, so.
It fit.
She's not a foul mouth, though.
No, she's a pretty potty mouth, particularly in the TV show. And they say that, well, from my understanding, I've never actually played the game because I'm terrified of zombies. And particularly those anything that has me sneaking around or being chased, I can't.
Resident Evil, you wouldn't be a fan.
I can't do it. I get too emotionally involved. But you obviously played the game and enjoyed it, did you?
I did. I haven't played it for a long time, but you do get very, and it was before kids too. So, you know, it was,
a different time.
You spend a few hours kind of playing it and forget what time it is. So.
They were the good old days, weren't they, before kids?
They were.
Yeah.
What did I do with my time?
Well, here's the thing. I recently got the new Xbox. What's the Xbox? The new Xbox X, is it called? What's it called?
Series X, isn't it?
I got the new Xbox and I plugged it in and I set it up and I connected the controller and everything. And I haven't had a minute to use it because this is life now. We don't have time, but we still have it all the time that we used to have. That we just don't have it.
The anticipation of one day maybe.
fingers. Once they move out again, what's the link then between the game, The Last of Us, and the TV show? They do follow a sort of a similar.
It's
plot
very
line.
Similar. Yeah, like they didn't stray too far from it at all. So, like, that was great because I think they probably would have come under fire from all the fans. Like, it's huge with the big cult following. Like, I'm not a gamer, but I do enjoy games like The Last of Us. And
she says she's not a gamer. She named her child after a character.
But Annie is a lovely name.
I don't know, Jenny. The signs are there. The signs are there, Jenny.
We're worried. I know, it is a beautiful name, you know. How old is baby Ellie now then?
She's three.
All right, she's not a baby anymore then?
Not really. No, she is my baby. Well, I have a new baby as well. He's 6 months old.
What game did you call him after?
Well, his name is Flynn, after Flynn Rider from Tangled.
From Tangled. All right.
Yeah.
So a bit of a Disney mix in there as well.
Yeah.
That's solid. But you know what? In fairness, they're all solid names.
They're good names, yeah. Nice and short and sweet. Can't do too much with them.
And baby Ellie is three. Yes, she's off knifing her own fungus zombies now.
That's it. Yeah, she's in training. She's going to save us all.
have you played the second one?
Not yet. No, that's. I was just going to say. I'm going to play it now. I think, even though I'll be like, hopefully, I look forward to bedtime. If I'm not in bed before 11 o'clock, I get anxious.
Yeah,
but I might stay up and see how we go.
Yeah, they're saying. Well, they say the first game and first series are linked, and then they've confirmed they're going to make a second series.
That's right.
We can only guess that the second game will be linked to the second series.
I would think so. I've no idea what happens though.
I'd be dying to see it. Pedro Pascal's amazing as well. Listen, thanks so much for taking the call.
Thank you so much for calling.
Love to the family.
Thank you.
Cheers,
love the show.
Ray Foley.
Cool. All right, stay on Today FM. Got your cash machine call on the way in a few minutes. Megan Trainor next.
The last word with.
FM playing the music you love. This is Moncrief from What Am I Here For?
What am I here for?
20% Irish music. That's what you're here for, Moncrief. Hello, Ray's my name. There's JP.
How are you?
We're talking about The Last of Us, the TV show, particularly episode 3 of The Last of Us. This is the mushroom zombies killing everyone around them, except for the two gay guys on episode 3. And it's the most beautiful, incredible, well done love story you've ever seen in your life. It's just amazing. It's just. I wasn't just crying, I was weeping. I was weeping on Thursday night watching. It was absolutely. Nick Offerman plays one of the guys, Bill, in it. And there's a moment, I'm not going to ruin it for you, but there's a moment where this is the guy from, the bearded guy from Parks and Rec. You know,
right.
Nick Offerman.
Yeah.
Megan Mullany's. Is that how you pronounce him? Mullany from Will and Grace? Karen from Will and Grace, her husband. He is so unbelievably good. He does this thing with his face that is just. Stop. Linda's over there. Linda?
Oh, Ray, the episode 3 of Last of Us is so beautifully told. It is wonderfully portrayed. It's a masterpiece. It's
unbelievable.
And then your kids go ruin it by telling you what those same characters do in the game. Not good.
I've heard.
Oh, Ray.
Sorry, Linda. I've heard the gist of what happens. And it's not the same. I would just say it's not the same, but we're not going to ruin it for anyone. Backstreet Boys, this is Today.
Everybody.
Me included.
You included. Yeah.
Katy Perry, California Girls, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. Good day. Welcome to Monday. Okay, everything's going to be okay. We're going to get through this. Matt's on at 4:30. And all will be well with the world. I'm Ray Foley, there's JP.
How are you?
I was reading this story this morning, The Examiner. We didn't hear about this last year. This is the death of a man in Roscommon. Was it in Roscommon he was? Ballinasloe.
Yeah.
And he was killed by a chicken. This was the story that ran all over the world. It was covered by American news outlets. It was recovered by the late night hosts, and it was the quote hilarious story of a man being killed by a chicken. And I suppose on the face of it, no more. We trade in this sort of whimsy nonsense all the time, daftness, and could you imagine how crazy that would be for a chicken to kill someone? It's actually a horrifically tragic story of this was a rooster that, and whatever way it cut him on the leg. It hit an artery or a vein and he bled out. A horrible, tragic story for his family, particularly for his daughter. But the man himself in Ballinasloe, the man who died, was a fascinating character. And this is what I was reading about this morning. And they've made a podcast. The Irish Examiner have made a podcast about him. His name is Jasper Kraus. Let me call my podcast lady.
Okay.
On, one second. Yeah, sure. 1 second.
It's... hang on. Put on line two there. Hang on 1 second. It's not ringing.
Is that connected?
Nothing's happening.
Nothing.
Nothing. Oh.
It's ringing.
This should be Circa.
Hello.
Hello, Circa.
Speaking.
And it's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. Circa Crowley, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Ray. Good to be here.
I was reading this morning. This is mind-boggling. And I was just mentioning that the top line of the story, sort of the daftness and the sort of, it's very easy to think, oh, a man is killed by a chicken or a rooster in this case, for it to not consider the human implications behind it, that it is a real person, it's a real human being, and he has people left behind.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know when you hear the story, it kind of, in an awful way, it kind of sounds farcical, it sounds ridiculous. Yeah. You're like, what? How could this happen? And your first reaction is you know, to laugh and go, that's insane, you know? But then when you start digging and you start researching and you realize, God, and you learn about the man behind the headlines and you realize then that, you know, okay, it's not that funny. And, you know, he was a human being. He left behind a loving family and he had this amazing, unbelievable life, which as the more we researched it, you know, we realized that his death is actually the least mad part of his story.
Yeah, you know? He's on sight of the name. I was only reading about this morning. You've done the podcast about it, but I was reading on his name, Jasper Kraus. I immediately thought, well, he's not local anyway.
Yeah, exactly, and that's exactly the same thing that struck the news editor of the Irish Examiner, Deirdre O'Shaughnessy, when she first heard about this story. She thought, well, he didn't come from Ballinasloe, you know, and how did he end up? Where did he come from? What was the journey that led him to Ballinasloe? And that's what sparked her interest, like all good news editors. Yeah. She knows when to spot a good story. And we went digging. And then what we uncovered was this amazing life that, first of all, it was amazing where he grew up in The Hague in the Netherlands, you know. And then we followed his whole life story. And, you know, he lived in America. He lived all around Europe. He grew up, he joined the circus. He ran away to join the circus. He was, you know, he wrestled with tigers. He did professional dressage. Then he got into Western riding and he spent 10 years working as like a stuntman for Westerns in America. And this is unbelievable.
This is unbelievable. And he just ended up in Roscommon, settling in the end in Roscommon. He was a stuntman for Robert Redford, is that right?
Yeah, he worked in The Electric Horseman. It was a Western back in 1979 that starring Robert Redford and Jane Fonda. And because he was so good with horses, he worked as a stuntman on that film, you know. But he worked on other films as well. That's just the one that we know of.
Right.
You know, there was loads more.
He worked in radio, but we won't hold that against him. Any outrageous can do that.
Yeah, that was actually, he left when he moved back to Europe after spending a decade in America working with the horses. He moved into radio because music was his second passion, his great love, and he worked in a radio station there, and he met all sorts there, and he organized concerts, and he met the Eagles. He was big into their music, and he had really varied life. That was his other big passion. And then he met his Irish-born wife, and then they started a family, and then they moved back to Ballinasloe, and that's how he ended up back in Ballinasloe.
It's absolutely fascinating. I suppose all it takes is a moment to just go, well, actually, there is the daft headline, and then, like I say, to go digging and to look at the person behind it. Did you do the whole lot yourself? Is it a three-parter podcast? Is it?
Yeah, it's a three-parter podcast. Yeah, as I said, you're talking. He commissioned me to look into it and do a big piece on his life and death. And the more we researched it, we said, God, this will, you know, definitely work as a podcast as well. So
I wrote and
researched and recorded the three-part, and I met loads of people along the way. Like his daughter Virginia was really good. She gave me a great interview, and she shared his whole life story as much as she could. And then there was tragic events in Ballinasloe later on, and I go into meeting the first guard on the scene and the original reporter who covered the story. And there was a load more of uncanny coincidences that just kept popping up, revealed it later on in the series.
I was going to say you've whet our appetite, but you're not going to reveal that. You're going to make us listen to it.
No, we have to listen.
Absolutely.
Listen to it on IrishExaminer.com.
I was going to say, where is it? IrishExaminer.com. Are you on the Apple or anything else as well? Are you available?
Yeah,
there?
It's on Spotify and wherever you get your podcasts. Yeah, it's called Death by Rooster: The Extraordinary Life and Death of Jasper Christ.
Death by Rooster. Circa, listen, thanks so much for taking the call. It's an incredible story, an incredible podcast. Definitely worth a listen. Circa Crowley from the Irish Examiner, www.irishexaminer.com. Cheers, Circa. Have a lovely day.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks.
Bye, 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 bye. Harry Styles, Late Night Talking. This is Today FM. Things haven't been quite the same. Now you're talking. Stardust, music sounds better with you. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. I feel so good. Hello there, Ray Foley is my name. Chris JP.
Hi.
Consternation with regard to the location of Ballinasloe, County Galway, County. This has been. I'm sure this has been done. This has been settled. Looking at the Google Maps, this is the story Death by Rooster, or the podcast Death by Rooster we were talking about a few minutes ago. The sad story of the death of Jasper Krause, who. A very tragic death. He was attacked by a rooster in his own kitchen. And he died, but he has and had a fascinating life story, working in radio, working as a stuntman in films in America. Worth listening to the pie. It's a 3-part podcast from the Irish Examiner, Death by Rooster. It seems his address, because all the Googles I've done, his address is Ballinasloe Roscommon, or his former address was Roscommon, so the Roscommon site. And looking at Google Maps, half of Ballinasloe's in Roscommon. Half of it's in Galway.
But the internet says that it's in Galway.
Yeah, half of it. I'm looking at Google Maps here.
Right.
Let me call one of the phone numbers on the Roscommon site.
Okay. Because it doesn't Athlone.
Oh, hang on. Hello? Hello? Hello?
That number's not ringing. I'll try it again. You need to put in the Galway area code, right, maybe?
User busy. I'll try a different one if you like. It's not working.
Okay.
Is that very loud?
No.
You all right?
So Athlone, isn't it in Westmeath, but it also sort of straddles the border with, I could embarrass myself here,
Athlone.
Longford?
No, we're talking about Ballinasloe here.
I know, but it's one of those towns. It's sort of half in one, half in the other.
I don't know. Hang on. Oh, 909.
Please hold.
You don't mind waiting?
No. Ballinasloe or Bailoha Nisluia, meaning mouth of the ford of the crowds.
Straddles.
Yes.
Straddles, that's what I'm saying.
It's at an ancient crossing point of the River Suck.
It's ringing.
It is ringing.
It's ringing. This is the vet I'm calling.
Okay.
Hello, 4196.
Oh, hello there. Is that the vet?
You're through to the vets, yes?
Are you in Roscommon or are you in Galway?
In Ballinasloe.
In Galway or Roscommon?
Galway.
Thanks for taking the call.
Cheers.
Bye.
Well, there you go. I mean,
it seems, and that's that side of the river.
Well, a vet wouldn't lie now. You know what I mean?
Please hold. Let's see if there's anyone else I can call on that side. That's that side of the river. So I'm guessing over that side of the river is, she says Galway. I'm gonna call. Hang on. You don't mind waiting?
No, it's fine, right? Actually, I've embarrassed myself. I knew I was gonna embarrass myself on Athlone. Elaine says, yeah, one half Westmeath, the other half Roscommon, JP, you dope.
What is it with Roscommon sharing all their towns with other counties?
It's ringing.
Oh. Oh, is it the Galway side or the Roscommon side? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, are you the wax, the candle people?
Yes.
Are you in Galway or Roscommon?
Galway.
All right, thanks for taking the call.
Bye.
Well, I mean, that's fairly definitive. 2 out of 2.
Can I call one more?
Do I want to call one more? It's the magic of threes. Everything comes in three, right?
Hang on, I'd go over the other side of the river.
Ah, but they're definitely going to say Galway, aren't they?
This is the thing, you see. Got the candle people. Frames?
Just sure, yeah.
You've been framed?
Uh, Turns out on Athlone, Ray, there is a side that's in Westmeath and there is a side that's Roscommon. So they're both right. Now, it may be the same case with Ballinasloe, Ray.
Cheers, JP.
Yeah.
It's ringing.
If this person says they're in Roscommon, then we're screwed because that's 2-1 and we can't leave it 2-1.
Hello.
Hello there. Is,
okay,
hello, Frames?
Hello.
Hello? Frames?
Hello?
Hello, do you do Frames?
Hello, yes.
Do you do Frames?
I do.
Are you in Galway or Roscommon?
Ballinasloe.
Whereabouts in Galway? Is that Galway or Roscommon?
It's Galway.
All right.
That is Galway.
Thanks so much. Mm. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, that's conclusive. 3 out of 3.
Ray Foley.
Turns out Ballinasloe is in Galway. 100%.
Right, stick around.
The poor man. He sounded mitered. I swear, he'd no time for me. Do you know what? He was dead right. He'd no time for my mess, my geographical querying.
Should we tell Matt Cooper to scrap the Ballinasloe piece they're going to do this afternoon? Because there's no point.
We settled it. Guys, we settled it. Stay on Today FM. Your cash machine calls on the way. We got Miley Cyrus next. The Ian Dempsey. JP, give me an awe.
I'd rather not.
West Coast. To back Dr. Dre, California Love. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Roscommon versus Galway with regard to Ballinasloe. Where's Ballinasloe? I'm looking here now. You can actually see it on the Google Maps. You can see the county line straddling along the River Suck. And then, so hang on now, I was calling. The phone numbers I was ringing was the Jade Candle and Wax Melts.
Mm.
What else did I call? Did I call the pizza shop? What's the ring? They were all said they were in Galway. Oh, the framing place as well.
A vet, didn't you call a vet?
Yeah, and the vet, yeah. However, if I was to call Sean Hogan Trailers, that's crossing, that's over into Roscommon.
Right.
M6 Motors and Cluncomer B&B. The Carroll School of Motoring, in theory, would all be further out the road and they'd be in Roscommon.
This has really got its claws into you, hasn't it?
Do you know, I've got a nose for a good story.
Yeah.
Paula's over there. Paula?
Hey, Ray. This is Paula from Ballinasloe.
Hi, Paula.
Who won the Gallimont voucher.
All right.
Half of Ballinasloe is in Roscommon and half is in Galway.
Yeah, this is what I was saying. But I was making those phone calls. They all said they were in Galway, sure.
Once you head out of Ballinasloe, heading towards Dublin, all the left-hand side is in Roscommon.
Right.
And the other is in Roscommon, Westmeath.
So...
what did you just say to me, Paula?
The left side of the county.
Hang on a minute though. So, you're in Galway first, over on the left. And then you cross over and you start heading towards Dublin. And all the right-hand side is Roscommon. So, you've got Galway behind you. You're still in Ballinasloe.
Hang on, I'm still concentrating the left and right at this rate.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying.
Which is the left side?
Galway's behind, you're heading towards Dublin. Galway's behind you. Yeah. On the right-hand side is Roscommon. And did you say the left-hand side then is Westmeath,
I think so, yeah.
And the other is in Roscommon, Westmeath.
You're killing us with all this geography. This is ridiculous.
So that's your answer.
Mom.
Hope that sorts it all out, Ray. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Paula. Mark's over there, Mark.
Hey, Ray. Part of Carlow Town is Carlow and the other part is Leash.
That's ridiculous. The Leash bit of Carlow.
Because the river divides it.
Ridiculous. Just taking the mickey. Paddy's over there as well. Say hello to Paddy, JP.
Hi, Paddy.
Well, Ray, well, JP.
Hello, Paddy.
Lord Jesus, we're having hard trouble there.
Mm.
Was it Roscommon? Was it Galway?
It's great radio, Paddy. I'm sure you'll agree.
Kinnegad is the same.
Is it?
I'm originally from Kinnegad, County Westmeath.
Right.
But my wife is from Kinnegad, County Meath. Huh?
Tomato, Paddy.
Ray Foley.
Call the whole thing up. Right, stay on Today FM. I'm playing Coldplay and Niall Horan in a few minutes. And we might be doing your entertainment update for a Monday afternoon.
Kill us.
Niall Horan in heaven. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Oh, no, more people texting about places that aren't in the places that you would think the places would be. This is ridiculous. Is it AD is over there? AD, hello.
Here's another one for you, Ray. Did you know this Ashford Castle is in?
Ashford Castle is in County Mayo. Of course, Cong in County Mayo. The quiet man, the home of the quiet man and Ashford Castle.
County Galway.
Give over.
Conclusively in County Galway.
Get out.
The entrance is in County Mayo in Cong.
Right.
But the castle itself is on the other side of the River Cong, in County Galway, and they pay their rates in Galway. There you go now.
That is absolutely fascinating, isn't it? As a Mayo man, I won't have it. I'm going to stick my fingers in my ears and I'm just going to la-la-la-la-la. It's nonsense.
When Mayo people hear that fact, they just put their fingers in their ears and go,
Ray Foley.
Pretty much what I did there. You got me. Stanton FM, Sam Smith and David Guetta on the way next. Today FM. From Cooperative. Sam Smith, I'm not here to make friends. And that's the truth. This is Today FM. And the music you love. Good afternoon. So we used to do this thing years ago called Your Entertainment Update, where we would update you on the entertaining stories in the world of showbiz and entertainment. I suppose we were the original showbiz reporters.
Very much so, right? Nobody had done that before we did that, yeah.
We were Ireland's first ever showbiz entertainment correspondents, I suppose, covering all of the latest happenings in Tinseltown and beyond.
We were like TMZ before there was TMZ.
Do you know what? We had the original idea for TMZ. How many stories do we have to do?
Is it two each?
Two each.
Okay.
Do you remember how to do it?
Because not particularly.
We haven't practiced it. I've kept the music.
Good.
So let's give it a go and see if we can do it.
Who's going first, though?
You decide.
I'll go first then.
You go first. JP goes first.
No, hang on. Who's got better stories? Because if I go first, then I'll finish.
I don't mind. Mine are terrible, but both of mine are
terrible. Let's finish with you. So you go first.
Finish on terrible.
No. That means I go first.
It's time for your entertainment update.
Thanks, Ray. Chatty Scottish TV lady Lorraine Kelly was lost for words after the cat got her tongue, or more specifically, a cold got her tongue. Yes, the seasonal bug meant she lost her voice, but the 63-year-old broadcaster says a bowl of curry did the trick and cured her. Never mind quiche Lorraine. Seems she's more curry Lorraine, Ray.
Thanks, JP. It's less Piers Morgan and more Piers Monan as the presenter slash journalist slash phone hack denier has taken to social media to whinge about his former co-workers not liking him. This is following on from the show of solidarity with Gary Lineker during last week's Match of the Day BBC standoff, where Gary's co-workers, Ian Wright and Alan Shearer, stood by him and stayed off the show until he was reinstated. Piers took to Twitter to say it would have been nice to see the same solidarity when he flounced off Good Morning Britain in 2021, except Susanna Reid and the rest of the gang just carried on without him. Morgan thinks they'd all quit their jobs for him. He's gotta be taking the Piers. JP!
Cheers, Ray. Forget Lord of the Rings. It was more Lord of the Sings over the weekend as Orlando Bloom belted out a classic Irish song in a UK pub. Revelers were shocked as the actor took the microphone and belted out a raucous version of She Moves Through the Fair. Orlando used to be known for his partying, and in this case, it sounded like he was putting the legless into Legolas. Ray!
JP, thank you so much. Ross Geller was on Bake Off last night.
Yeah.
Yes, he's got friends in dough places. Friends.
Yeah, is that it?
No, I've got more.
Okay, good.
That's right. Ross actor David Schwimmer.
Ross actor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, his character.
He played Ross. Ross actor David Schwimmer took part in Celebrity Bake Off as part of Stand Up To Cancer. He commented, "It's so important to me. I'm just grateful I can help in any small way to raise more awareness." He was taking part alongside Jesse Nelson, Gemma Collins, and Paddy McGuinness. You could say, they were on a bake.
It works.
Off. And that's your entertainment update. Good night. I thought that was fine.
I thought it was good, yeah.
I just, for the first day back, I thought it was. It worked out okay. In excess on Today FM. Oh my god, that's a belter. It's a bop, as the kids would say. Welshie and Shane Codd. It's called Used to Be. It's your All Irish track of the week this week on Today FM. They're kind of like an EDM super group now, yeah. I imagine. With Welshie and Shane Codd working together. I interviewed Shane Codd a couple of years ago.
Look at you.
He's a nice kid. He's probably not a kid anymore, actually. He's flying. Shane Codd's from Cavan. Welshie's from Kilkenny. You put the two of them together. You got Codd Welshie. You got Welshie Codd. That's called Used to Be. You can follow them on Instagram now. This is Today FM. Rihanna and Disturbia, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. Hello! Texts and WhatsApps on 0874-100-102. What's this nonsense? Someone's giving me grief. Ray, I'll have you know Welshie is from Kilkenny. I grew up near him. In Kilkenny, I presume. Yeah, I said Welshie was from Kilkenny.
Yeah.
And I said Shane Codd is from Cavan.
Right.
Or did I do it the other way around? Shane Codd?
No, I didn't. Consult the tapes, right? We'll have to listen back.
Speaking of Kilkenny, well, she's playing a huge homecoming show in Kilkenny on the 30th of April at Welshie Official and at Shane Codd _. So don't confuse them. They're both on the same song together, which is the new track. Our All Irish track of the week this week is Used to Be. So Shane Codd was Get Out My Head. Terrible grammar. That's not a Cavan thing necessarily. Get out of my head, Shane. Baby, get out my head. Get out my head. Love it. And then Welshie's over there. Take my breath away. Featuring Nuno. Take my breath away. Another banger. It's just it hits the kids in there. Dunk, dunk, dunk music up in their bedroom. I tell you. With the computers. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today, yeah. So much great stuff planned and we just didn't get to deliver on that. We didn't get to do Ballinasloe Bicycle Race.
Yeah.
Where the town council of Ballinasloe tell us they're hosting a slow bicycle race in Ballinasloe this year. In Ballinasloe Bicycle Race. Yeah. It's set to rival the one held in Ballina, County Mayo. That one's known as the Ballina Slow Bicycle Race, whereas the one in Ballina Slow is called the Ballina Slow Bicycle Race. Should it not be called the Ballina Slow
no,
Bicycle
Race? No, that's too many slows, come on.
No, hang on, there's the Ballina Slow Bicycle Race,
sure.
Followed by the one in Ballina Slow, which is the Ballina Slow Bicycle Race. More on that tomorrow. It sounds great. Great news. Matt Cooper's on the way next.
On Will Mather Clista Agatha.